Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, it's the Declipse Show. I'm your host, the Sweet and Sweetness, the CEO of Cool, the N in Cheech and Chong, the King of Comedy, Dakota.
Duh, and I'm Clip. The Duh Clip Show, here we go. I'm Sherry. Glad you all are joining us tonight. We have a real special guest to listen to tonight. And Dakota, I'm going to let you do the intros on that since you've known him way longer. I think I've known him about 10 seconds or so. So go ahead.
All right. Well, tonight's guest is a cook.
Ooh.
He's a ladies' man. He's a rapper. He's the captain of Cool. The Asian sensation, Dalton Hatley. Please join us.
I appreciate it. Was that off of the top, Dakota?
There you go, bro. Yeah, right off the top. I gave you a better intro than mine. And I usually go all out on mine.
I have the worst intro ever. Ever. He got better than I did.
That gave me great energy. That was good. That I felt that one.
Hey, I needed to wake you up, man. I needed to wake you up. Welcome to the show, man. How's your day been, and how's everything going?
I appreciate it. It's pretty good. Just had dialysis today and been relaxing ever since. Yeah.
I know that takes a lot out of you going to dialysis.
Yeah, it's a little exhausting. It drains me. They take a few kilos off every time of fluid in a few hours, so it's a lot to take off your body, but I got a couple donors lined up for a kidney transplant, so
that's great.
Should
dude.
Be looking up pretty soon.
That is what is up.
No.
So how many times a week do you go to dialysis?
Do what?
How many times a week do you go to dialysis?
Monday, Wednesday, and Fridays. I've been doing that for like 17 years.
Oh,
5
shit.
In the morning.
So you're diagnosed with it at a young age then?
Yeah, actually, I went for my kindergarten shit, like my checkups, my shots, and stuff like that. And I took a urine sample and ended up coming back a high amount of protein, so ever since then, just been dealing with it, really.
Was there any signs before then? Like, were you sick at any point or anything like that? Or did it all just kind of happen at once?
No, it just all happened, like, that day. Like, nothing ever looked wrong until just that day.
And, if you don't mind, let the listeners...
Wait a minute, Dakota, I'm sorry. Let's let our listeners know a little bit. We are doing a show tonight talking about chronic kidney disease, correct? And this is started, you were diagnosed when you were how old?
I was diagnosed when I was 5 years old.
Five, wow. And you just told us you've been going to dialysis 3 times a week, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and it starts off at 5 o'clock in the morning. And
yes.
How long does the whole dialysis last for? Or how long does it take from beginning to end?
It's a little different for everybody, but my actual treatments are 4 hours long. Some people go less, some people go longer, but I'm a 4-hour treatment 3 days a week.
That's a lot of time. Go ahead, Dakota. I'm sorry. I just need to let our listeners know what the show is actually about. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I was going to say, I was going to have him explain exactly what he was diagnosed with.
Yeah,
it's
called
FSGS. FSGS. And let us know what that stands
for. It's like a reoccurring disease. It's a rare disease. And it's pretty much where my body fights and rejects my kidney. over time.
So is that what happened again with the transplant you got when you were 10?
Yeah, so when I was 10, my dad gave me a transplant, and after 4 years, my body ended up fighting it and rejecting it all of a sudden. And it's just my disease. It wasn't anything I did. Like, you got to take a few pills and stuff, but never done anything wrong in that sense. I'll always go to treatment, never miss the treatment like a lot of people do. I've never missed one. Usually on time. But, yeah, it was just my disease was reoccurring, so I ended up fighting it and lost it after 4 years. That was back in 2012.
Damn, bro, you're a fighter, man. You're a fighter for sure.
Let our audience know some other ways that this disease might affect your way of life. We know the 4 hours a day, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, are being used for dialysis. Can you give us any other examples of how this disease affects your life?
Well, when I was younger, I used to want to, I was super into sports and stuff and like mixed martial arts. And that was a big passion at first. And then I had to switch paths with that because actually after my transplant, it went pretty rough. I immediately got pulled back into surgery because I had a blood clot the size of a grapefruit. And then they put me back into operation for that, took that out. I woke up in ICU, and I had to stay in ICU for a week, and I couldn't eat or drink anything. So they gave me like 6 Sonic-sized ice chips the whole time I was in there, I think, and my mouth was all blistered and stuff, and I had to relearn how to walk. Back then, I was in a bed for over 3 months, so I was so weak, and I had to relearn how to walk and get my strength back and everything. I was in a wheelchair for probably 6 months, so I've been kind of on a speed bump, I guess. I've had to slow down on certain things I've wanted to do, but I've always made a different plan to just go with it. So I just work around it, I guess.
And that's what I was about to say. One of those different plans is cooking. And I know for a fact this man's a great cook, and that's one of his passions. So let us know a little bit, man. How did you get into cooking?
Well, when I was super young, I don't know, it was just kind of neat. We used to go to this hibachi place called Kyoto's in Olive Branch, Mississippi, right on the borderline of Tennessee where Memphis is at. And they used to let me go on the side and act like I was cooking hibachi or cracking egg or something, and I thought that was cool. So that's where it started. Then my dad opened up a restaurant and learned everything that they could do there and started a job at a sushi place and ended up opening my own sushi and hibachi bar, actually, called Sunkey Sushi. You can follow us at Facebook, Sunkey Sushi and Hibachi.
And I believe you guys also put out some YouTube videos too, right?
Yeah, you can check us out. My partner, Sunkey TV, he uploads a lot. And then you can catch my transplant donation video at D-Money on YouTube.
Hell yeah, and I will sure be sharing all those links later on, guys, so make sure you share them and like them and whatever else you can do to them, poke them and lick them and whatever else.
For sure. Keep up with the story. It's on Facebook. It's on Instagram. I'm posting it as I go. I'm going through it. Last week I had blood work. This week my donor had blood work, so I'll get results back in a week to see if I have a match. We'll be going from there.
Wow.
That's what's up, bro. You for sure have to keep this informed so we can keep everybody informed.
Yes, sir. And I got a donor after waiting 8 years. I posted one video on Facebook, and I ended up getting 3 within, like, a day.
Wow. Wow. So
yeah.
This is someone you don't know, or have you been able to meet them?
No, I have no idea who it is. They don't tell me anything.
Oh, wow. That's
now,
amazing.
Will they let you know in the long run, or?
You'd say what?
Like, in the long run, will you find out who it was, or is this, like, going to be, like?
Oh, yeah, like, immediately after the surgery, I can, like, meet them or whatever, or they can hit me up. Actually, one of the donors did hit me up on Facebook and told me they're going to keep me informed.
Wow.
But the other two, I have no idea.
That is one of
those. Wow, that's interesting. I was wondering
if it was family,
considering your dad gave you one. You know, is it rare that another family member could possibly be a donor, or?
No, well, usually if you can get a family donor, that's the best option, usually. My body's so different, and it's always been different. Anything that works for people, it's fucked up on me. So they told me to get a non-family member this time, and we're going to go with it and try that. But you got to wait on that unless you have a donor. So I haven't had a donor or anybody. And I've just been waiting for 8 years, so I finally posted some on Facebook just asking, because I thought the surgery was so hard, I didn't want to put anybody through it. But I am wanting to just travel and get out of my state and not have to do a treatment somewhere else or worry about setting it up 6 months in advance, just to travel a little bit. I'm an on-spot person, so I can get up and go for a trip. I like that.
Right. Well, it's interesting. So where would you want to go? You're talking about going on a trip. I assume there's something in mind for you.
I would like to go to Italy or, you know, Japan maybe or something. Maybe not Japan right now, but Italy would be nice. Paris, Colorado, LA, New York, Boston. I'd like just go everywhere.
Why would you want to go to Colorado and California? What would be the reason for that?
Well, when I was younger, I got diagnosed with this bone disease. After my kidney transplant, I remember the date because I was such an athlete in my head. I thought I was the best, and I was going to do some things. But September 15th, 2008, I had just gotten out the hospital, and my aunt bought me some WWE tickets because I was a fan back in the day. And I was running down the hall to tell my mom I found a souvenir that I wanted. And I don't know what happened. It just, something happened in my legs and I fell. And ever since then, it was just like something. My hip wasn't right. I couldn't walk. I could barely stand up that night. It was so messed up. And then I went to the doctor the next day and they told me I'd been diagnosed with neovascular necrosis, which is a bone disease related to the transplant.
Wow. Oh, my goodness.
They
that's
actually,
a lot to take in.
Yeah, I've been through some shit. They actually gave me a make-a-wish. And when I was 9, I want to say a year before my transplant, I got to go to Disney World for 7 days. And they paid for me and my family and gave us passes to jump to the end of, beginning of the line. That was a cool trip because me and my family have always struggled trying to make it. So that was a trip of a lifetime we all enjoyed.
Now, can I ask how old you are now?
I'm going to be 23 this year.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
bro, I'm getting old.
Right?
Yeah.
I think when I first met him, I think, what, you were 17? 16,
17? I was probably 18.
Maybe 18, yeah. Like, if you were out of, like, school, but fresh out of school, you know, so.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
But, yeah.
Well, you're a very strong person for being able to deal with, I can't even imagine the stuff being told to someone. I know it's very common, but I've never actually been able to interview someone before who is currently going through this. You know, I really, all the prayers and wishes go out to you, and I want you to stay in touch with us. This would be, I'd love to have you come back, you know, post kidney transplant, and you know, keep up on how things are going with you, because this is an amazing story, and I want to see if, you know, if there's anyone out there who could help us get you to Italy. You know, that would be amazing, I think, especially Italy. I that's where I'd want to go. That's why I'm saying Italy. But if you want to come to Boston, you can come see me. So
from our show, though, you got a better chance of getting to Turkey right now, because we got Turkey fans. So.
We do.
Like, you know,
we have people.
We laugh at that, but we got like a good amount of Turkish fans for some odd reason. Shout out to my Turkish fans.
Shout out to the Turkish fans. Love.
So
that would be awesome. Even Boston would be amazing. That would be so awesome just to try the food.
But Boston is not as, yeah, people think Boston, but you think of Fenway. Like, you know, but you,
yeah.
I don't know. You, maybe because I'm here, I'm like, you don't want to go to Boston. You don't want to see Boston. You may want to see the ocean, but you don't want to see Boston.
So is there like a lot of food vendors up around Boston, though? It being a bigger city?
Boston's huge, but I'm on the other side of the state, actually. You'd enjoy it way more coming out to the Massachusetts. It's right on the New York border, and we have a beautiful Berkshires here. So if you want to come out this way, I can show you around beautiful Berkshires instead of nasty, dirty Boston. Just saying.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that sounds like a plan.
And there you go. Well, that's in your future. I'll get you out here somehow, some way. You and Dakota, I'm going to have you both shipped up here to me.
Well, so, bro, speaking of cooking, what's one of your favorite dishes to cook?
Man, I love some Alfredo. I don't know why, but it's awesome. It's really easy to cook.
Nice.
You're a pasta
nice.
Guy. That's what's up.
He'd be perfect out here.
Go for it.
I said he'd be perfect out here because where we are, where we're located, it's pasta heaven. It's all Italians and everyone out here talks about Alfredo, chicken Alfredo, and we test out all the pastas in this city before they go out anywhere else. So it's like a testing ground for pasta here. So and chefs and cooking. So there you go. We got you.
I got to practice for Italy one day.
Oh, right,
yeah,
right.
Exactly.
So I've heard some great about some gas station sushi. Can you fill us in on that?
Yeah, man. Our store's located in Camden, Tennessee. It's at a gas station called Big Daddy's, and we're in a little hole-in-wall, and we're
and
called
Sun
Piece
Sushi.
And
yes, guys, it is a gas station and not a strip club like the name might sound.
Yeah, Big Daddy is not a pimp. No, he, it's good people. It's a good spot. We've gained a great following, really, and, yeah, it's a neat gig. we got a couple kids we got to hire, so we're trying to help out, teach them some things, give them some money. So everything's moving really, really nice.
I've only heard positive stuff about it. I need to come out that way and check it out myself.
Man, you ought to. It's awesome.
Now,
it's really
do I
good.
Get the Dakota discount, you know, when I bring one of my chicks up there or something?
Hey, you swing down Dakota, I'll take care of it for free.
Hey, what about me? Am I part of this deal discount thing and all that?
Sorry,
in Dakota?
I got you, too. I got you,
too. Dakota? No, not, all right? So...
I got you on a better discount, Dakota. Wink, wink.
Got it.
I get
the extra egg roll. I get... Oh, shit.
You're going to have to make a DeClip dish. That's it. You got to invent a DeClip dish. Dakota,
uh-huh.
Sherry Clip dish.
Or a roast in the world dish. Might be easier.
Yeah.
I'll come up. Both of those are good ideas. I could do some roasting the world with some fire and then DeClip show. I got an idea.
Can I get a blooming onion in one of them? Because I just want a blooming onion, bro.
Dude, that sounds amazing right now.
It has to involve bacon, though, no matter what, right, Dakota? It's got to have bacon.
Yeah, That is true. Everything's better with bacon. But I think Dalton knows that already.
Of course.
Nice. I'm excited about this now. That's it.
So not only do you cook, you're also a musician. Let us know about your music, bro. You got anything coming out soon? Anything we've heard of, maybe?
Well,
want to bust a rap right now? Go for it.
No, I got some work in the progress. I'm a super, super perfectionist, so I don't like to drop until it's completely 100%. What I want, what I think, what I feel at the time. So
mm-hmm.
I'm really touchy about my music. I like it to be good. I just like to make good music. No real genre, I don't think. I just do whatever I feel.
That's what's up.
No,
that was going to be my next question.
Say what?
Do you play an instrument or do you sing? What do you do? How do you? What type of music?
I like to make beats, but mostly just like sing or like flow like R&B or rap.
Uh huh. Oh, nice. Okay. I thought it was in the beginning when you said you rapped. I didn't know. Okay.
What's your rapper name, bro?
I don't really have one. I just kind of go by myself, really.
A lot of people
call me D-Money, I guess.
You hear that, listeners? There's a challenge out there. Throw us out the best rapping name for Dalton, guys.
I like that. Let's make
that
we'll
have to do a challenge. You know,
I'm thinking Booby Trap, bro. I'm thinking Booby Trap should be a great name because if you've ever seen this thing, he was sporting a freaking trench coat one time. Looked like the little dude from Goonies. Oh, my God.
That's good.
Oh, my God. Wait, Dakota, we got to have him make up a rap. That would be even better than a dish. Do a rap about our show. Yeah.
You can rap us an intro. That would be awesome.
I was about to say, make your own introduction.
Absolutely.
That would be awesome as hell, right there. Awkward
there
silence.
He needs something.
Yeah, I got a guy that does videos and stuff. Maybe he can do a live video for us one day.
Ooh.
Yeah, I've been thinking about trying to get a YouTube thing started.
Yeah, we were just talking
cool.
about. Yeah. Very cool. Very exciting.
You know, build up my followers. So they can poke me and lick me and spank me and tickle me and all the other things they can do to me on the internet.
That would be fun.
All like 9,000 of them that I have now, you know, so whatever.
Yep. We'll get those people from Turkey to do it. Get
a long
it? Turkey as others? Never mind.
A long distance person.
Yeah, there you go.
Does Turkey got a bunch of rich people?
I don't know,
yeah.
Man. Do they?
Might.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how I got Turkish bush. I don't know shit about Turkey. You know what I know about Turkey, bro? They belong next to some dressing on my Thanksgiving table. That's what I know about Turkey.
Oh my. Well, listen, guys, we got about 4 minutes left of the show. I would love it if Don could please give us his information one more time out to our listeners. You guys grab a pen and paper, write this down. This is how you can see what he's all about.
All right, you guys, y'all can follow me on Instagram at dmoney921. You can follow me on Facebook at Dalton Hatley. You can get on the YouTube and follow Sun Key TV, SonKeiTV. And just keep up with the journey. A lot going on. A lot of business, a lot of entrepreneurship. Got a clothing brand I'm trying to drop very soon, so you can get up with that and keep up with that for a new website going for that one. And a lot of good things. Keep up with Sun Key Sushi and Hibachi at Facebook.com and just follow the story because there will be a movie about it one day.
Yeah, the man who does everything. You can do so much. I can't even imagine.
Can I be like a side character in the movie? You know, like get somebody cool to play
you
me? Like,
be,
yeah.
I'll have to get somebody good to play you.
James Franco. Tannum, whatever the fucking dude's name is.
Tannum.
Yeah, that dude. Guy with the ass. Magic Mike. Get Magic Mike to play me in the movie. That's who I want to play me.
Yeah.
Oh, no. It's definitely
yeah,
late, guys. Right? Right, Dalton? It's getting late now, right?
It is about 2 minutes till the show ends. Anybody anything they want to say? Throw anything out there?
All
right, I got it. We all say something at once. Go.
Okay, go.
Sure.
I can't do it. Yeah. Well, I want to say thank you so much to Dalton coming on tonight and talking about chronic kidney disease, his experiences going through, what he's gone through, and all the exciting other tasks and stuff you can do. It's remarkable for being 23 years old. This is great. You're really inspiring, and I think, you know, more people can follow your story, you know, who are going through this can will definitely be able to relate. And Dakota, thank you so much for joining me and hosting tonight's show. And is there anything else you would like to share?
Hey, any chicks out there? You heard it. I got to hook up with some sushi. Just saying.
With bacon.
Yeah, we got you.
Like she said, bro.
All
right. Like she said, man, thanks for coming on, and we're for sure going to have you back on soon. I'm about to bring you on Roasting the World, let you make fun of some people, because you're a funny fuck like I am.
Yeah.
I definitely.
Well, everybody, I appreciate y'all for bringing me on. And like I said, everybody, get at me. If y'all got some ideas, some meal plans, any ideas in Camden, Tennessee or near that can help me, just hit me up, DM Dalton Hatley at Facebook, DMoney921 on Instagram. add me, follow me, and communicate.
And if you have trouble with any of those, hit me up, and I can relay a message to the man. So.
Heck yeah.
Excellent. All right, everyone. Have yourself a great week. We'll be here next week. And Friday, I'm roasting the world. Everyone, have a great night. Bye-bye. Bye, Dalton. Bye, Dakota.
Bye. Thank you.
Later, guys.